Standoff in France ends in suspects' deaths and a travel alert issued. I'm Joe Palca, reporting from Washington. A dramatic double standoff in France ended on Friday, as spectacularly as it started, as police forces killed the assailants, including the two main suspects, in this week's Charlie Hebdo shootings. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more from the French capital.
Police launched the double assault late Friday afternoon, killing the assailants in both locations. Near the Charles de Gaulle airport north of Paris, police shot dead Sherif and Saïd Kouachi, who had been holed up at a printing house all day. The brothers are prime suspects in Wednesday's shooting deaths of 12 people at the Charlie Hebdo magazine in Paris. Police simultaneously launched an operation at a kosher supermarket in Paris, where at least one man had taken a number of hostages. The assailant, identified as Amedi Coulibaly, was killed. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Speaking to reporters Friday evening, French President François Hollande thanked the security personnel who ended the standoffs and neutralized the terrorists. He called on the French people to show vigilance and unity, which he called the country's best weapon to fight terrorism, racism, and anti-Semitism. The United States has issued a global travel warning following recent terrorist attacks by Islamic militants. In a statement yesterday, the U.S. State Department said kidnappings and hostage events involving U.S. citizens have become increasingly prevalent around the world and urged U.S. citizens to maintain a high level of vigilance. It said authorities believe there's an increased likelihood of reprisal attacks against Westerners for the U.S. military action on Islamic State militants. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports Phase 3 trials of possible Ebola vaccines are set to begin at the end of January and early February in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. WHO Assistant Director General Marie-Paul Kini says two vaccines developed by Merck and GlaxoSmithKline have undergone the first phase of clinical testing, which looks at the safety of the vaccines and the immune response against the Ebola virus.
The two vaccines that have already undergone the first phase of testing, which looks at safety and immunogenicity, so does it induce an immune response, have an acceptable safety profile. So that's really a good news. So it means that these two vaccines, which are the most advanced, are continuing their journey towards evaluation.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. UN investigators say South Sudanese rebels are to blame for the massacre of more than 300 civilians in the Unity State capital of Benshue last April. A report from the UN mission in South Sudan says fighters from the Sudan's People's Liberation Army and opposition killed 287 people at a Benshue mosque and 19 people at a Benshue hospital on April the 15th, soon after the rebels seized control of the town from government forces. Four Ukrainian soldiers and at least as many civilians died on Friday near the Russian border in an upsurge of fighting that comes ahead of a meeting of top foreign diplomats trying to salvage a four-way peace summit. Ukraine officials linked the casualties to artillery shelling by pro-Russia rebels. Kyiv also tied the surge to new supplies of weaponry allegedly provided this week by Russia under the guise of humanitarian aid. Moscow insists its latest relief convoy was carrying civilian supplies. In Kyiv, meanwhile, authorities announced ministerial talks on Monday by top diplomats of Germany, Russia, Ukraine, and France in a push to clarify the time frame and agenda for a possible summit. On Thursday, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier cast doubt on prospects for the summit, saying the four leaders would only meet in Kazakhstan if they believe the tangible progress could be made. Separately, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said 12 points of the September truce agreement had to be fully implemented before Western governments would lift sanctions slapped on Russia for its widely perceived support of the rebellion. The UN Refugee Agency said Friday that Boko Haram attacks in and around the Nigerian town of Baga have forced 7,000 civilians to flee to Chad in the past 10 days. A Nigerian government spokesman, Michael Omeri, said Friday that security forces have been engaged in intense fighting in the area and have been actively pursuing militants since Baga was first attacked on Saturday. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
we certainly began this edition of VOA's Jazz America with some fire and a bang, wouldn't you agree? What great uplifting music from George Duke, the song Hot Fire from his album Reach for It, and Buddy DeFranco preceding that with Skinnin' Rabbits from his 1999 release, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Us. I wanted to play you some George Duke music because on the 12th of January, he would have been 69 years old. He passed away at 67 back in 2013. So we remember two of the greats of jazz with lots of fire in their playing from different eras and from different times in jazz history, but certainly with equal talent and both equally missed at this point in history, Buddy DeFranco and George Duke. And now it's time to remember another of the greats of jazz history who passed away far too young, Eleonora Fagan, also known as Billie Holiday. And two of the greats of jazz today, Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nina Freelon, have paid homage to her with past projects. Dee Dee Bridgewater joins us first to talk about Billie Holiday. She's not only recorded her music on albums, but also has portrayed Billie Holiday on stage in Europe and the United States in the play Lady Day. Let's talk to Dee Dee Bridgewater now and hear her interpretation of Billie Holiday music here on VOA's Jazz America. The great Dee Dee Bridgewater spent some time with me on Broadway before the production of Lady Day, her celebration of Billie Holiday on stage, hit the stages in New York City in October of 2013.
I don't know that I wouldn't have been different from Billie had I been born in that era.
Yeah, she would fight. She would, you know, she was, from what I heard. I mean, she just, you know, if she didn't like the way something was going on.
Yeah, but she was a street urchin. She was taken away from her mommy at 10. She was a street urchin.
Mm. Wow.
You know, she didn't have any fear of you know, somebody came to this to a rehearsal and said that they had heard a story about some sailor, something coming up to her on 52nd Street and saying something after her show, and she just knocked this guy out.
That's the story I heard.
So yes. Here is a woman that we see from photographs, and we see her elegance.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had, and I think she was born with this sense of class, but who was just a street and like a tomboy.
Well, when you're making music, though, don't you kind of shut out the world and just your soul takes over? And maybe that's what happened with her, too. She knew the world was rough and rude, but she brought great beauty to the world and presented it through her voice, through her soul, through her face, through her body. I've seen you do that exact same thing, too, no matter what's going on out there.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Everything goes away when I'm singing. Everything, I'm sure, went away for Billie when she was singing. I think it was the music that kept her alive as long as as she was. I don't know. I'm really starting to rethink. I have just been told recently about a documentary that was presented on the BBC where the people that did the research on that particular documentary found some evidence that she may have been killed and did not overdose, that it was a murder.
Wow.
Okay. So I'm hoping I can find that, because if that is true, that gives us a whole other layer to put on that.
To know just what the blues is all about. Lady sings the blues. She tells her side, nothing to hide. Now the world will know just what the blues is all about.
Well, the blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you get a bad start, when you and your man have to part. I ain't gonna sit around and
cry no more. I know I won't die because I love him more. Lady sings the blues. She's got them bad. She feels so sad. And now the world will know she's never gonna sing them no more. She's never gonna sing them no more.
Lady sings the blues no more. Lady sings the blues no more. Yeah, yeah. Lady sings the blues no more. Lady sings the blues no more. Lady sings the blues no more. No more, 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 no more. Lady sings the blues no more. No more.
One of the absolute signature songs of Billie Holiday and Dee Dee Bridgewater's homage to her, Lady Sings the Blues, from Dee Dee Bridgewater's wonderful work, Eleanora Fagan, 1915 to 1959, to Billie with Love. Now, let's enjoy the music of another artist who has told me that Billie Holiday was a major influence on his music. He's trumpeter Dave Douglas. And from his album Keystone with the band of the same name, enjoy a piece entitled Butterfly Effect and conjure the spirit of Billie Holiday, if you will, as you listen. On Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. You see, not only vocalists have been affected by Billie Holiday, her spirit and her style, but also instrumentalists like trumpeter Dave Douglas. Hope you enjoyed that music from him. And as he has mentioned to me before, I mentioned to you, inspired by the soul and spirit and musicality of Billie Holiday. More of our salute to Billie Holiday coming up. Nina Freeland will be joining us soon. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Love your program. That's the subject line. Hello there. My name is Ledet Fasil Awietu from Ethiopia. And I just want to say my little appreciation because I love your program. I think it's very much entertaining. Keep up the good work. Best wishes, Ledet Fasil. Well, thank you so much for your kind message, and I wish you a very happy 2015. And want to give you a little gift for the new year. How about a little bit of jazz history? It just so happens that this week, two of the greats of jazz history when it comes to playing the drums, Kenny Clarke and Max Roach, were both born, both celebrating birthdays within a couple of days of one another. Let's enjoy some of the work of Max Roach, who was one of the innovators of the style of jazz known as bebop. He played with all the greats, from Charlie Parker to Dizzy Gillespie to Miles Davis and John Coltrane. And here he is from 1949 with Charlie Parker on the song entitled Passport to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. classic bebop from 1949 to modern bebop style from 2014. That is Duane Eubanks of the very prolific Eubanks family. He, the trumpeter in the family, and his brothers play trombone and guitar and many other instruments too. A family band. That's Duane Eubanks from his new release with his quintet titled Things of That Particular Nature and the song entitled Purple, Blue, and Red. Now, time to turn once again to conversation that I enjoyed not long ago with the great vocalist Nina Freelon. She had just released her salute to Billie Holiday, Sketches of Billie Holiday, and I had a chance to sit and chat with her about that. We'll hear some of that music following the conversation here on VOA's Jazz America. Nina Freelon is here visiting with us, performing at Jazz at Lincoln Center here in New York City, and we were looking out the window at Central Park, and I was saying, well, looks like we're not in Durham anymore.
That's right. This is a fabulous address for this music.
I want to welcome you to New York. I want to congratulate you on a beautiful, dynamic peak in your career with your new release, Blueprint of a Lady, Sketches of Billie Holiday.
Thank you.
You know, the first thing as I listened to it, I thought, well, here she goes again. The great arranger comes through. This is, you're not just a singer, and everybody knows this at this point in history. You've gotten Grammy nominations for your arranging work, and your composing is fabulous. You compose new songs. And I thought, well, this is not the singer with the gardenia in her hair, just kind of imagining herself as Billie Holiday. This is a whole different animal, isn't it?
Yes. Blueprint of a Lady. I really wanted to take a page from Lady Day's book, her independence, her willingness to risk things. And I think we forget when we love these people from the past, we forget that they weren't, all of them weren't loved when they were young and when they were alive. She took a lot of criticism. You sing too slow, too behind the beat, you know, too different. You know, she had a very different kind of voice, but she never wavered. Hmm. And before she invented herself, there was no such thing as a Billie Holiday. She's a very bold soul to be able to go against the tide of popularity to create a new thing and then to become the standard by which we judge jazz singers. She went to a well called American Popular Song, and she dipped down in that well along with many, many other singers, and she pulled out a tune like Just One of Those Things or What a Little Moonlight Can Do or Lover Man. She pulled those out. And since her going to the well and pulling out these songs, there have been hundreds of singers who've gone to the same well and pulled out the same tunes and done their thing with it. I was curious, can I still, is there enough in the bottom of this well after the hundreds of singers who have gone to the same body of material? Is there anything left that I can say without totally transforming it into something that doesn't resemble the tune at all anymore? I mean, how can I wanted to go to the same well and dip in the same well that she dipped in, and just to see if there was anything in there left for me. And that's really what it was about for me. Because I could have written all brand new music. I could have written totally original tunes, which would have been cool, but I was trying to find some common ground between she and I. What you hear are two artists going to the same place and pulling out something different.
Boy, that's beautifully stated. That answers the question, any question I could have about how you addressed all of this.
Not the part where the whole, yeah, 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 yeah.
wanna take home.
Revelries of this yourself with bloom everywhere. I sit and I stare. I know that I'll soon go mad in my
I thought you might enjoy a comparison between the classic sound of Billie Holiday from 1941, the song Solitude, Talk About Lady Sings the Blues, with Eddie Haywood and his orchestra, and preceding that, a blending of reggae and classic American songbook style with Nina Freelon and her reggae-flavored version of All of Me, a song that Billie Holiday made famous years ago. Well, since Jelly Roll Morton coined the phrase the Latin tinge, indicating that Latin music and jazz were always going to be part of one another over the decades, and he was right, here is some of the latest version of Latin jazz. It's Manuel Valera and the New Cuban Express from the new release In Motion. The song is Mirrors on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.